I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Eddie Moore as a Jeff Hurst, the Trevor Brooking and Billy Bones, a Paolo Di Canio, a West Ham United. We celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history, the West Ham United, more than just a podcast. More than just a
good afternoon, good evening, or good morning. This is More Than Just a Podcast. Season 10, episode 29. It's a transfer special without the transfers. And we've got a house full, or a full house, as they say in poker. We've got John, Grandad John. Where are you? What are you doing?
Hi, good evening. I'm in my loft talking to you.
We've got Daddy Georgie. Where are you? What are you doing?
Hello, I'm in my living room talking to you.
We've got Lenny. Where are you? What are you doing?
Good evening, in the lounge doing a podcast with you four.
And finally, last but not least, Mr. Flapcap, Clive Dunn himself. it's Nigel. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in my shed.
Hey.
Shed man.
We haven't played the whole one for a while, so I thought I'd give it a little bit of an airing.
The view from the shed.
George, who created that jingle, will get his royalties now. Won't you, George?
Yeah. Do you know what? I was thinking about, do I need a theme tune for my view from the shed?
You know?
I'm going to nick it. You have to send that to me.
Yeah. You're going to have to pay, though. Every time you play it, like, you're going to have to pay 0.00000 of a penny to George.
Yeah.
Right. I'm pretty sure that was composed by someone else who made Batman. Well, I don't want to cast aspersions.
Oh. Oh, no, let's not start a rift and some legal fight.
Oh, we'll have another list walking out, taking their bleeding tune with them.
The gang is back in town. We're on the brink of signing Diego Costa. More of that later. Well, we won't really, but anyway, we've got a game to talk about. Only one game this week, and we've lost a game. After six on the bounce, it came to a crashing stop. Our challenge for the title has come to an end, and we're going to have to make do with Champions League place. We stay in fifth place.
Not Champions League.
Last to join the podcast, but we always get to you last. So I'm going to start with you, Nigel, as a little bit of a change. I know. I'm going to come to you.
That's going to leave me with nothing to say.
I know. Liverpool. Discuss. London Stadium. Salah.
Second goal was world class.
Okay.
And I don't even think it was that bad a corner. And I'll tell you why. I know people complaining Bowen hit the first man, but it looks like something they've worked on in the training ground. Because if you watch the goal that we scored, the consolation, again, Bowen's hit the near post for the flick on. So it's obviously something that they work on in training. He just didn't execute it well. I mean, the first half was forgettable, so best skip.
But we were 0-0, and my one nil was still in there.
We didn't do a lot.
I could have cashed out with 60% profit at that stage.
Well, then you should have took it, innit? Because you're a fool. You know, they come out in the second half. Liverpool weren't at their clinical best, but then we sort of backed off of them too much. I don't know if, you know, the club, there was a lot of negativity after the game on social media. And I think people have lost sight where as a club we are and what we're doing. And, you know, it's disappointing that they had their reserve defence out and we didn't really cause them as much trouble as we'd like. But Liverpool are still, you know, they're having a bad time recently, but they're still a great, fantastic team, one of the best that the Premiership has seen. So there's no real disgrace for me in that defeat. It's disappointing. But, as I tweeted out, you know, we were 60 points behind Liverpool last season. You know, now we're only 5. And I think that says more about us than it does about them.
Okay. Going in reverse order. Len?
Yes, mate.
Football.
I weren't too disappointed. Really?
Oh, you watched it? Oh, good.
Yeah, yes, I did. Yeah. I weren't too disappointed, as I say. I didn't think we played too bad in the first half. I thought we were deep in our own area, but I thought we looked comfortable. And I think what somewhat changed the game for me is the fact when we come out of second half, our two central midfielders got a yellow card each in quick succession. That, as you know, I was upset that they didn't get two yellow cards as well. And I think these little things can make big differences before you go into the gulf of talent between the two teams, which there undeniably was. And I was surprised to see James Milner go off because I thought he had the right idea. He was breaching the midfield and making runs. And I thought that was going to be our undoing. As it happens, he took it off. He took Milner off.
He pulled him off?
Yeah, Klopp, which didn't look too happy about. And I'm not surprised Milner did. And then that just the change of personnel and the slight change of tactics unlocked us a bit. But I'm not going to be too hard on him. You know, I know a lot of people will think that. I mean, I spoke to my brother about it today, and he said, "Oh, we were a little bit cowardly." But listen, it's Liverpool. What are you going to do? Look at the teams who have beat us. I think it's just Liverpool and Chelsea, isn't it? Newcastle United. But listen, we ain't been hemorrhaging points, so I'm not going to be too harsh on them.
Man United beat us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man United
and Arsenal.
Arsenal. That's right. Yeah, but these are big teams. I couldn't think of the teams.
We're still the top London side. Let's just remember that.
And look, the important games, you know, the so-called teams around us, we're beating. So I'm not too disappointed. I don't enjoy watching that game. I'm not really enjoying the loving with Liverpool. It's completely unnecessary from Sky. But, you know, let's not talk about them. Let's move on to the rest of the band.
John, Liverpool had 68% possession, even though they're away. We had 32. They had 14 shots, 5 on target. We had 8-2 on target. Where did it all go wrong? Is it David Sullivan's fault?
Yes, absolutely. I blame Sullivan. But, you know, we've had a brilliant season and we're doing really well. But, you know, when I saw the team, like Mane, you see their defence, you've got Henderson playing centre-back. I was hopeful of a go, you know, having a go at them. I mean, Fulham drew with them, West Brom drew with them, Burnley beat them, you know, and this is all in recent games. And I just felt we didn't have a go. I felt we were too respectful and we didn't have
nervous.
A go.
Was it you or George that said we looked nervous?
It was me. I was going to use that word.
But, I don't know if it was nervous. I just think I was just, I'm happy. The season's brilliant, and we're virtually safe now. I mean, we all hope that we don't just peter out with lack of activity and transfers and all this. And but I was just disappointed on the day watching that game. I like to see us have a go at the big teams, and historically we can damage them, and we have had a go at them. And I just didn't think we had a go at them, and we just let them play around us. And in the end, they broke us down. And you know, I did say, you know, I'd rather have lost 3 or 4-0 having a go at them than losing 2-0 as we were at the time, and then it went 3-0. You know, so. Yeah, I just.
Alan does like to score against us, doesn't he? He might be a cheating bastard, but he does like to score, doesn't he? He's a bit special.
His touch for that goal was unbelievable. The pass was.
It was, yeah.
Incredible. You know, they are a really good football team, but they have been having a bad spell. And, you know, Villa put 7 against them. You got Fulham drew with them. You got, you know,
yeah.
You can have a go. It doesn't mean
But Salah hasn't been scoring as much. Of course, he turns up against West Ham and he scores. I think he scored 7 before yesterday, and that takes his tally tonight. I mean,
it just happens to be a game where I think Rice had his worst game of the season. Suchek virtually did nothing. Antonio is looking, the last couple of games, is looking like a winger playing up front.
Yeah.
I thought Creswell had a poor game. You know, it was that Liverpool. The way they were playing again, were they making us look that bad, or were we not really at it? But, you know, overall, great. We're having a great season. But I was just disappointed on the day because it was a big game, and I would like to have, you know, if we'd have won that game, you know, we would have gone above Liverpool. It's just, it would have been nice to see.
Top five.
Oh,
And Chelsea, look, it was hilarious that Everton could have gone above us and they lost to Newcastle with Callum Wilson scoring 2. And then Spurs, Spurs only had to beat Brighton to go above us and lost 1-0. So hilarious that results went our way.
Absolutely.
Let's move to George. Hello, talk to us about, apart from Bowen being immense, because I know you like him, talk to us about Craig Dawson, who scored 3 goals in 7 games, which is one more than the 2 goals in 7 games that Seb Allaire has scored. Discuss.
He's hit some goal-scoring form, hasn't he? He's always a threat in the box, which again, you know, something to add that hasn't been mentioned, that we had a couple of corners in the first half that we just completely wasted. First of them being a short corner. You know, we've been scoring from corners. Why not? I echo everything everyone said, really, bits of everyone's speeches there. I think it was a mix of nerves. It's a disappointment on the day for that game that we didn't turn up how we have been playing. I think Liverpool were there for the taking with some of the players they decided to put out. But equally, it's Liverpool. We're having a great season. So, yeah, it's a blessing and a curse going last because I can nick it all, but I've got nothing new to say.
Who's your man of the match?
Man of the match, Mo Salah.
West Ham, sorry, I'll rephrase. Who's your West Ham man of the match?
Craig Dawson, isn't it? It's got to be. Goal scorer.
Who would believe that Craig Dawson
from a selfish point of view, I had Robertson in my dream team that I thought, at least he's going to get a clean sheet. And then
I must admit, I vice-captained Salah, not thinking that he'd play, but my captain was, of course, Kane, and I didn't know he was injured. So I did get 30 points in my dream team for Salah. So there was some good that came out of it.
Yeah. I mean, like John said, it seems like an opportunity miss, because if we'd have beaten Liverpool last night and gone above them, and, you know, all of a sudden it's all becoming a bit too good to be true. It already almost is, but it would have felt like real progression for me to go out there, beat that Liverpool team and go above them on merit. But hey ho, you know, we shouldn't, you know, we aren't beating teams like Liverpool. It's not the first time we haven't. And I think the biggest kind of indicator of how our season's going to progress here on out will be Wednesday night in a game that we could easily win, and that would be a great win. But I'm sure we'll talk about that more in a minute.
Yeah. Still 5 points away from safety, but I don't know. We could be safe already.
I think we're safe.
Let's talk about transfers. It is transfer deadline day, so this is a really exciting time today. David Moyes said last night after the thing, after the defeat, and I actually tweeted this, and I got loads of abuse going, oh, you're just reading from a script from what Sullivan said. And then I posted the picture of actually what Moyes said and went, well, he's reading from a script what Sullivan said. What he said was, I've done my business. I think it's very unlikely. No, he didn't use the word unlikely. Unless something changes. He used the word unless something changes. Then he said, I'm happy with the squad I've got. I want to talk about the players in my squad and not the players in other clubs. Now, that didn't stop today being linked with a number of players. Diego Costa being one. My sources say no chance whatsoever. More chance of him going to Chelsea. He's a free agent. It doesn't have to be done today. He wants 103 grand a week, which we could probably afford, but he wants a 30-month contract, so 2.5 years. I'm not sure how he fits in with David Moyes on that. Winston Reid's left for Brentford. We're paying the majority of his wages still with 70 grand a week. Good luck to Winston, but he'd already said Winston could go out on loan a few days ago. Dapo could still be going out today. He's been offered a loan with Bolton, which surprised me. The 32-year-old that signed, that's 32-year-old, the 23-year-old that debuted and scored against Doncaster Rovers has been offered to go to Bolton for the rest of the season. League Two, though, I thought maybe you'd wanted a bit more than that. And he may go there with an option to buy. Again, that surprised me.
Option to buy.
Option to buy. Yeah, that's what the Bolton say.
The kid that came on and scored.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
But what more can he do?
That's already happened. You know, that's happened. That has happened, that transfer.
Oh, has it?
He's gone to Bolton, what? Yeah.
He has gone to Bolton, sorry, yeah. When I spoke earlier.
Well, with an option to buy.
Yeah, that's what the manager said as well. I'm not repeating from any source. That's what the manager said, the Bolton manager said, when he spoke to the Bolton News.
Fucking hell. Let's be over the moon.
There was another player, which I can't talk about, who didn't. Another youngster who was offered out on loan, but he's not going.
Why can't he talk about it?
Well, because it's confidential. And
Alessi's gone to Cambridge.
Oh, where's he gone to Cambridge? See, I missed that as well.
Now and I.
So I missed that one, John. And of course, there was Diop was still linked as going out again today to Liverpool. Not true. Bilbrina was linked to go out today. Listen to offers. Not true. Obviously, Rice is going nowhere. There's no other outbounds going apart from some of the kids. But crucially, I know we're still being linked with Josh King. Let me tell you now, we're recording at 6:53, right? You can shout at me if I'm wrong, right? We're 6:53 on transfer deadline day on Monday. We will be signing no one at all before 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, midnight, whatever you want to call it. Tomorrow, we would have signed no one. We did our business with Jesse Lingard. £3 million deal, £1.3 million loan fee, £1.7 million
Ben Rama.
In wages. And Ben Rama.
Yeah,
£20.75 million to convert. Ben Rama has been done permanently. We signed Frederick Alves, or Ives, whatever his name is, for £1.2 million from the Danish club. And that's our business done. I know a lot of people, and I'm going to bring it to you now, a lot of people are upset we haven't signed a striker and they still think we're going to sign Diego Costa or Josh King, but it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. And I wrote a story today.
Surely need a striker.
Look, I think the ball did want a backup striker for insurance, but they've said they will not go against the manager. The money, I wrote today, the money was available. He had multiple tens of millions available to him, but he didn't.
Tens of million?
Target. Yeah, at least 20 million. The money that we sold, the amount that we sold Allaire for was notionally available to him, but he wants to keep it to the summer. Instead, he tried to get the Sevilla striker. I forget what his name is. He failed. He tried for another two strikers. He failed. He doesn't Canute. Just want to bring anyone. He doesn't want to bring anybody just in. He looked at the loan market. He didn't think anyone was better, and he's happy to go with Yarmolenko. He's happy as a backup striker. He's happy to use Meepo, who's been on the bench against Liverpool. He's happy to go with a false nine. And I tell you what, and I'll tell you now, I think he's also got a little sneaky plan to use Jesse Lingard as a striker. And he said, when he signed Jesse Lingard, he said...
As a false number, so do I.
No. He said Jesse Lingard can play anywhere up front. Anywhere. This is his words. Jesse Lingard can play anywhere.
Him, actually.
Forward positions up front. He's that versatile and flexible. So there you go. The person he wanted that added quality was Jesse Lingard. And he's not going to sign anyone today. Let's go to you, John, first. Because I know you think it's a mistake not to sign someone.
I think it's a missed opportunity. But it's expensive going to Europe, Sean. You have to pay for all those flights and hotels and stuff. So, yeah, they probably don't really want to qualify for it. What a fault.
Len.
Yeah.
Is it a mistake not signing a backup striker?
I mean, two minds about this. I didn't give you my opinion on Lingard last week, so I was picking my car up. I thought that was quite a good signing. He reminds me of, dare I say, he's a positive player. He likes to move the ball forward, and McAvaney was like that. Not necessarily the best technical player, but he always wanted to move the ball forward. And I see, and he was an attacking midfielder that got moved up front. And I can see where Moyes is coming from. Moyes knows him because he's been at Man United and seen him. So I can see that. On the other hand, when you look at the board, and I know you've said that they've offered wanting to make loans available for a striker. I know that they spent a lot of money and wasted a lot of money, and we haven't got that to spend. But you got to look at this. I understand when people are saying you got to look at this as an opportunity to get that striker that you want, not like a name one, I must admit, and attack that top four, because it's a gamble that could pay off if you get that Mac of any type player. So I'm in two minds. I do get what some people are saying, but listen, don't write off Jesse Lingard. The only bad news that could be is that we turn the boy around, he does well for us, and then we can't sign him. We get to Europe and then we can't sign him. And then we have to be a little bit more speculative in the market. We don't get the right players. That could be the little bit of a disaster, but let's wait and see. The night's still young, Sean. You could be wrong for a change.
Yeah, I would love to be wrong. I'll set me a forfeit and I'll do it. Nigel.
Yeah, I've just watched, funny enough, the highlights. I've put the Osnabrück game on the telly and they've shown the West Ham highlights. The first goal, I just want to say, Fornells, tut, tut, tut. He ran past Salah when he could have blocked him off.
Hang on, are we back on the game again?
No, I'm just saying, I've just watched the highlights. I'm waiting for the Osnabrück game to start from Germany.
All right, okay.
But they just showed the highlights of the West Ham game, and I forgot to say about the first goal where, Criswell sort of backed off a bit, but Fornells ran into the box and then literally ran behind Salah and didn't block him off. And then just stood there as if to say, cool, what a bit of skill. You know, not very good. But anyway, go on. What else was you going to ask me? Well, transfers, I'm guessing.
Transfers, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is Moyes right? You know, I know you can throw him under the bus occasionally. Is he right to say, well, look, I don't think I can improve the squad in January? Yeah.
The, this is what I say. It's up to the manager at the end, or it should always be up to the manager who we buy, who we sell, the players he has. And the reason for that is that if the owners or other people at the club want to buy players, it's never them that get sacked when it don't work.
Hmm.
Yeah. So all the bad buyers that Sullivan has brought to the club and put onto, and I'm not saying every player we've signed that's been bad is on Sullivan, you know, it would have been on managers as well. But we all know that there's players that he's brought into the club that the managers haven't wanted, and yet it's the managers that get sacked. They never sack themselves over the bad choices as much as we want them to. So it's right that they've gone to Moyes. You know, there's money available if you want to spend it. And Moyes has had a look and thought, do you know what? I'm happy with what I've got. So, you know, if Moyes is happy with what he's got, that's down to him. It's, you know, it will be his job on the line. I think he's earned himself enough leeway with the way we've performed so far to trust him. I didn't get the reaction yesterday. You know, well, I don't know why. I expected different, really. You know, Twitter, I do love it. You know, there's a lot of bonkers people on there. You know, we enjoy it. Looking and laughing, and sometimes you think, you know, sometimes there's sane people on there, or people that I think are sane, and they say things, you know. It's just one of them things. As long as they're leaving it to Moyes, then I'm happy with the decision he's made, because at the end of the day, if it goes wrong, it's him that will lose the job. So. Yeah.
But there's some people saying he's just covering up. And when I was on Twitter yesterday, people were saying, oh, hang on, he's just reading from the script.
Thing is, so you, Mr. Vincent, I was just putting it out there. What he said, there's a way you do things and you know it, and you do it on purpose to bait people and to get a reaction out of people. You enjoy winding up the, you know, a certain section.
Those days are gone. I don't
troll. No, they're not. Because you had a little pop at me yesterday over my video.
I don't even think
you watched it, to be fair.
I did. You were going on. We're going to talk about that. You were talking about the stadium as well. You were talking about stadium.
Talked about everything. But it was to talk about everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I'm just going to come to George first. All right, we're going to come back to that. George, the voice of reason, right? Get all the voice of reason. Let's put the politics apart, right?
Aside,
and let's talk about tactically. What he may do for the rest of the season without any extra additions beyond Jesse Lingard.
So you want me to second guess what David Moyes is going to do tactically?
I do, yes.
I think he'll carry on playing the way we're playing with the players we've got, because he doesn't have any other options. And Jesse Lingard might drop in and fill some holes as and when he feels necessary. He can play, as we've said, any of the three positions behind the striker, I believe.
Yeah.
And he could even fill in up top where Antonio's filling in at the minute. So I think he's a very similar player to what we've got, and he'll just be added into that mix and competition for places.
Do you trust Moyes? Do you trust Moyes?
I think I can't see how anyone can't at the minute. We're fifth in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. In Moyes we trust.
Although, as Nigel said, is we could be ninth by Wednesday. Go on, who was
actually
interrupting them?
We need to change that. It's eighth, because I was expecting Tottenham to beat Brighton. So we could be eighth by Thursday night.
Oh, damn. I used that in one of my articles. Damn. I'm going to have to change it now. Anything anyone else wants to say about transfers before we move on?
I'll just say about old Jesse Lingard. I hope he's a success, because my overwhelming memory of Jesse Lingard is during the World Cup missing quite a few opportunities as a sort of like finishing.
And stupid dances.
Yeah, and his finishing sort of but capability.
You've read the story.
He couldn't finish, as you know, from the World Cup. As not watching him as any other but a Man United player and an England player, I just remember discussing how his finishing is awful.
Playing for England, that he was there because he played for Man United, that he wasn't necessarily a world above anyone, and there could have easily been players that could have and perhaps should have had his place. He
had a lot of
performances. He did at times. Yeah. But
he had a lot of personal problems, though, didn't he? And I'm sure you've read about them. His mother suffered from depression. He ended up looking after his two younger siblings. He shared a lot of this. His grandfather, who's been his influence in his life, got cancer. His grandmother nearly got a leg amputated. And he said he's a very much a family man, and all this distracted him. He knocked on the door, and this is, but he's past that now. His mother's well again. He's not looking after children. Moving to London could be the big change of life. He wants to get away from that and show
the family.
And prove to people, and his family, and prove to people. You know, he was also caught, if you remember, in that social media thing when he and a teammate, I can't remember it was, did the video of simulated sex, and he was accused of bringing the.
I mean, I just hope he. I hope
he's a youngster,
success.
Isn't he? You know, he just needs to knuckle down.
How old is he, Sean?
Can't be youngster now, Sean.
He's about 28.
Well,
isn't he?
When you're 53 like me, John, when you're 53, anyone below 30 is a youngster, mate. You should know that.
Yeah, I don't.
You're older than me.
Yeah, by about 2 weeks. But no,
6 months, mate. You're older than me. Oh, 6 months.
At least you admit that, because you normally had a couple of years. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying. I mean, obviously, everyone's a youngster compared to us, but in the world of football, you know, at 28, you're supposed to be at your peak, aren't you?
I get what
you're
saying.
28 or is he 26?
But you can still, in your 20s, you can still be quite immature. Is probably the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he's a success, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
But we've got no option to buy, so we've got to.
Not too successful, then, eh?
Well, they're not that successful that they charge a fortune for him. But they've only got a year left on his contract. Anything else? We're gonna talk about your video in a moment. But anything else before we talk about the TalkSport incident and Nigel's reaction?
No.
Okay.
Not from me.
So in the week, Andy Bryant, who was on from Hammers United, who did come on this show and talk to us at length about Hammers United's aim, took up an invitation. In fact, I talked to him earlier about I've got a bee in my bonnet about the survey, and asked him why it wasn't still been shared, and he gave me his reasons, and I wrote about them on Clarence Hugh. I'm not going to go into details again now. But he took an invitation up to go on to speak to Jim White and Simon Jordan. You always think that's going to be a rough ride. And it was a bit of a car crash, from my opinion. I don't know what others are going to think on what it was, but it was a bit of a car crash interview. He didn't get his message across. And it appears a lot of people turned against him, both members of Hammers United and the base in general. And I know... Nigel recorded a video in response, or maybe I'm doing a disservice. Maybe it wasn't in response. But before we come to you, Nigel, I'm just going to talk about John. Did you listen to that interview?
Yeah, I wouldn't. No, I didn't. So I can't comment, Sean. You put it up there on the group. I can't stand Jim White. I can't. Simon
right,
Jordan
let me ask,
just does what he's told, so I just ignored it completely.
George, did you listen?
I didn't listen.
Right, so I'm going to go to Len, because I know Len did listen. Len, I'll put you
no,
on the
No, I didn't.
Spot. You did the
I
either.
Didn't listen.
All right, so no, we know Nigel did.
No, listen, I'll tell you why I didn't listen, because I saw, I was going to listen to it, and then I saw Andrew's make an apology. On social, and to be honest, I thought, well, I don't really want to listen because I don't give a shit what Simon Jordan thinks or Jim White, and I think Andrew's a nice guy. And while we're at it, if Andrew does think he's let the fan base down or whatever, I don't know if he has, obviously, because I haven't listened to it, but I don't He's a decent fella. And I think, really, some of the fan base let Andrew down, frankly.
Yeah, I agree.
They're spiking in the way of a constructive argument that Andrew gives. And I agree with a lot of what Andrew and Truss say. So I didn't bother listening to it. So I don't care what they think.
Okay,
I'll be supporting enough. Andrew, so I can't really comment on it. I could, but...
I don't really get involved with the politics, do I? I just like the football.
But let's remember, a lot of that feedback was on social media, and we know how reactive people on social
wrong.
Media.
It's just wrong. These people put themselves up there for a common goal, and people shouldn't be turning on them just because.
Yeah.
But it's all right when they turn against me, is it, John?
Well, yeah, because you put yourself up there for financial gain, Sean. Everything you do isn't just for, it's for your own self-glorification.
It's the love of the club. I feel wounded, you'd say. It's only for financial gain.
I think everyone should have a go at you, personally. Come on, everyone.
It doesn't get spent your lifetime doing it, isn't it?
All in the water. All the time. Water off a duck's back.
Come on, everyone.
Come on, everyone. It's like when I put a tweet up on our WhatsApp group yesterday, and it said, what did it say above the thing? You went, I agree with a bit above the post.
Yeah, it said, oh, Sean, why don't you just, oh, fuck off.
F off, yeah. F off, Sean. I went, I agree with that. Known each other since we're 11, but yeah. Nigel, your chance.
42 years of knowing you does, isn't it?
As the only person who actually did listen to it, apart from me. I thought it was a bit cringeworthy to listen to, if I'm honest. Look, I like Andy. We've been on the show, and I think people are harsh, but they are on social media. You put yourself in that position, you're going to get criticism, and you've got to be a bit – you've got to have crocodile skin, right, if you're in that position, I'm afraid.
Luckily, you got rhino skin.
Yeah, I know. So give us your view, because you listened to it, and you might have a different view from me.
I did. I didn't listen to it at the time, but within 5 minutes of it starting, I'd been phoned to say, you've got to listen, because this is terrible. This is while he was still talking. And then a couple of people text me, like, you're listening to TalkSport, which I wasn't. So I thought, well, I'll let it play out, and I'll listen later. But it didn't sound good, which surprised me, to be honest, because I thought Andy has always been elegant in the way that he comes across when I've seen him on video talks, and when he come on our podcast, he was very good, and actually won me over a lot. Where I, you know, perhaps some people may think I've been a harsh critic of Amherst United, I think that he sort of won me over, and he impressed me in the way he was going the GSB out, which he was doing for the past few weeks, where they were saying, you know, if you're just GSB out because you're disappointed with the results, we're not for you. So, and that really did appeal to me. The interview, in a way, having seen his explanation, and I sort of, I don't think he should have apologised. He had nothing to apologise for. We know with Jim Wright, mainly, has got to be in his bonnet about West Ham fans liking the owners and for some reason wants us to give credit to the ownership for whatever they have done to this club. That's fair enough. He's had people on there before that I've listened to, again, because I've been phoned and told to have a listen to this, because this bloke just, you know, people go on there, and what they do is they give the headlines, and they never back it up with meat on the bone as to why they think, oh, they're liars, they've robbed the club, you know. And that's all you ever hear. And when they're questioned by a journalist, you know, tell us why then, tell us what, you know, they're easily pulled apart because it's easily to argue. He said, I could do a defence against that. So you have to put a bit of meat on the bone. And he started well by saying he wanted 15 minutes. So they said, well, we'll give you, we won't interrupt. And they didn't. And I get it. What he's done is he's listened to what's gone on in the past and thought, I need to come at it from a different angle. The problem is, I don't know if it's because he's a teacher. He tried to come up with analogies, and they just didn't work. And that, it was a case of give him enough rope and he'll hang himself. And it's sort of what he did, because he just baffled, you know, he baffled the listeners and he, you know, baffled the presenters. And, you know, I felt, I didn't feel sorry for him in the interview, but then when I saw the response on Hammers United Facebook page, you know, it's easy to criticise and have a pop people on social media. But when you look at the amount of work that they've put into Hammers United, and let's face it, it's not like they've turned around and said, oh, we want membership money and everything, which is within their right, and I think they should. You know, a lot of what Hammers United has done, websites, we know, cost money. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's paid for by someone. But it ain't paid for.
Yeah,
you know they're not. So someone's
the members it, though, and this is no, this is. But this you is know, some of the point is that it's not just the interview. It came. It's a perfect storm, right? It came a point where they announced they joined the club ISC. So the ISC has now been formed, the Independent Supporters.
Well, there's three facets to this thing. That's what I'm saying,
right? You got and the interview came. And it came out that they're sharing the results. They've only shared the results with their
with the club,
the committee, and they were planning to share it with the club. Between those three things, it was a perfect storm with members going, "Well, actually, who do you represent? Do you represent us? You know, if you're going to be completely transparent, look, we've been there before with Wissam, we've been there before with the SAB and the OSB. The problem is
we need another committee, right? I think."
We need another committee. Yeah, the problem is, if you lie down with what's the term? John's away. Help me on my bed, metaphors. Yeah, what
if
is
you
it?
Sleep with dogs, you get fleas.
No, that wasn't the one I was looking. If you lay down with the
snakes, it make your bed. You got to lie in it.
That's the one. That's the one. Well done, George. If you make
well, you sure that's nice. The one?
This is the thing.
If you lie down and make your bed, if you lie down and make your bed with fleas and a dog,
yeah.
You're going to get fleas and a dog and you're going to be lying down.
Yeah, and then you've got to make your cake and eat it.
That's the
you
one.
Know what I'm saying? Right? Cool story, bro.
True story.
True story, bro. So, look. Let's not add insult to injury for them. They've got to talk to their own members and see how they can.
But you can't beat this media.
Well, actually, you mean that, but that's why I've done my video because you know.
Well, let's talk about the video. Good link.
Hold on. You got like Carlton Cole come out on the radio and said stuff in support of the board. Now you got Trevor Sinclair. Yeah.
Trevor Sinclair is about to say.
Yeah,
I mean I wouldn't want to have an argument with Simon Jordan because you can't win, I don't think.
Well, you should have a fair chance because the geezer's had the go of running a football club. One, he's fouled. Two, he never owned a fucking ground.
Even if you're right, it'll make you feel, make everybody else feel like you're wrong.
Yeah, he's a clever man. I think
he's a cunning linguist. He's a
talker, yeah.
I think he's
an absolute cunning linguist.
I think he's quite fair in a way. I've read his book. It's interesting. I felt a bit sorry for him after reading his book, the way he lost Crystal Palace. He almost got stitched up. And I think he's
anyway,
been there. And he loved Crystal
Palace.
Talk
about your video and your interaction with Simon Jordan now, because we're moving on and we want to get to questions.
So the video, what I wanted to... The thing is, people, you know, I get often a lot of nods.
What's it called?
It's a view from a shed. So, because I am going to start doing more of these.
Is it going to be
You've
a
got to use a flat cap.
It's possible, yeah. The flat cap may appear at times, and it may.
No, you've got to have the black cap. That's got to be your signature.
Not with the glasses, though, because he looks like one of the TV folk.
Well, perhaps what I'll do.
I can see that coming, Len. Yeah. When are we going to see that image?
I've given it to him already. Yeah. This is not, I don't want to bully him.
Well, you know, there are funny ones. As I said, Clive Dunn was quite a funny one that I got called last night. So what I wanted to do was make a video. Andy was afforded 15 minutes. So I wanted to try and do 15 minutes of why the why section of the fan base will be always, and me personally, GSB out. And what people never get across is it's not one thing. It's a culmination. And Sean can say, get over it. It was 4 or 5 years ago. Whatever it happens, it all boils down to the move. Now, predominantly, a lot of people are angry. Those people who are angry, I bet you find, backed the move all the way up until they walked into that stadium. And now why they're angry is because they feel lied and cheated. And when you feel lied and cheated, you will be angry and you won't forgive. Now, I'll never forgive them, but I'm not angry. The reason I'm not angry is because the stadium's panned out. Everything's panned out exactly how I thought it would. So, but I thought I would put the video out there, aim it at Jim White and Simon Jordan, and hopefully they'll get to watch it and maybe take something from it. Obviously, I didn't expect Simon Jordan to then tweet.
Well, you tagged him in.
You tagged him in.
Yeah, but you tag famous people into tweets. It don't mean they're going to reply to you, does it?
If you've got big mouth, he will. Let's have a look.
He did reply.
Let's have a look.
This morning. So he said...
Yeah. Oh, this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Sorry, mate. Was...
Yeah, before we went on air.
Did he talk about you, do you know?
I didn't listen to the show. I was working this morning, so...
You've not heard from anyone? I guess you would have heard. But
no, I'd imagine, yeah, I would have heard. But, he basically... Off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember what he said. I think he said I sort of come across a bit better than and give.
I can record it. I can tell you now. He
can
said,
you do, "Can you do an impression?"
Listen to it. No, I don't like him. That doesn't mean that I can't do an impression. It's just he's a bit vanilla. I listened to it. Certainly more complaints and reasons than were advanced on Talksport. I can't comment on that because I didn't listen. Basically, a litany of reasons why fans don't like the owners, with a lot of conjecture.
Yeah.
Conjecture. Good word.
But listen,
but then this is what I then said to him. I was going to tweet back to him, but I was working, so I just put valid reasons and left it at that. And then he did come back.
Conjecture.
To me.
That's a word, takeaway word for today. Conjecture.
Yeah, he said valid reasons. And then he said, then someone said, perhaps, but fans are only really like owners when they get precisely what they want.
Yeah.
He's got a point there. In the case of Golden Sullivan, not my favourite people, and certainly could have done better in certain instances, but their failings are hardly major crimes.
But what they've done is, and this is the thing what I say about, if you look at a lot of the angry people, they were people that backed them up until the move, because they feel lied and cheated.
They feel lied to.
And as that's I said right. in the video... Trust has been broken between the ownership and the fan base that will never be repaired because they feel they were lied. They loved the bowling ground. They were happy to move because they thought it was onto bigger and better things. It's not bigger and better things. It's not.
Okay. Time to move on. We've probably given you more time than Jordan and White gave Andy, and more time than your video. Go and watch his video. View from the Shed. Go on then.
Episode one.
Right. The thing about Amherst United is, as you said, there was like this storm that blew up because on top of that, you had the ISC announced. And it's funny, but when you look at it, that if you're a white, under the age of 65, straight man that's not anti-bald, no one really represents you. Oh, and if you're not disabled as well, then no one really represents you. And that actually, funny enough, is a big section of the fan base.
Yeah, the majority, I'd say. Yeah.
So, wrapping it up. Why are you wanting to wrap it up? Why don't
hang
you
on a minute?
Go on then.
Yeah.
Well, no. I've asked you a question. And why you keep trying to wrap it up to get off of it?
Well, because I think that we've... If you describe the whole thing, people can listen to the interview themselves. There's a plenty of place where it's linked.
No, this ain't the interview. I'm talking about the ISC now.
And what, your what? Video. Let's allow people to see the video. All right, go on then.
Didn't cover that in the video.
We seem to be going over old ground that we've... Yeah, of course I have. We seem to be going over old ground that we've discussed time and time before. I'm not sure where it gets us.
This was on your last week.
Hang on a minute.
This was only announced this week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But we've
said
before.
So how's it going over old ground if it was only announced this week?
But we knew this was coming. And we said when Andy was on, we said that, and I said to Andy, I think that this is Sab Mark 3, and the same thing will happen all over again. The club will manipulate and use this.
That hasn't changed, though. The incident this week is it being on TalkSport. And I like to make a point of, one, why are TalkSport the be-all and end-all? Two, TalkSport are the only ones that just... They never talk about any other club owners other than ours. And three, TalkSport just consistently use social media. I'm not going to give you a case in point with... The guy that runs it is a West Ham fan. Please remind me of his name. I can't.
Lee Clayton.
Sorry, what's his name? Lee Clayton. Makes a comment saying this isn't, you know, makes a comment on social media, putting down or talking about people's attitudes on social media, and then continues to make a comment. Well, listen, Lee, you got your own fucking radio station to make a comment on. So if you don't like the people's opinions on social media that you keep bringing up on your radio show, don't go on it. That's my point, and this is what gets on my tits about them. They've got where they wanted now, TalkSport. Because now they've got, I haven't listened to it, I'll grant you, but they've got Andrew on and they've made him feel probably pretty shitty about everything. And that doesn't change anyone's attitude, any of the fans' attitude about the owners. I'm starting to wonder if I really am GSB out. I know I'm Brady out, but I know some of the fans are vicious to the point where I'm thinking, well, for the case of David Gold, if he's an old man, he's not very well, he's bought his club. If he's getting on my nerves, then that's surely my problem, isn't it now? Suddenly, I'm more, I'm definitely Brady out. And obviously, Gold's got responsibility and Sullivan's got even more because he runs the club. But this whole thing that, TalkSport got agenda against the West Ham fans. There's no denying that. Absolutely no denying that at all. And I think that's what we should probably talk about rather than Andy's position, how Amage United's position. But, you know, that happened this week. Maybe I should listen to it. But it annoyed me, actually. They constantly annoy me, TalkSport.
That's what they're there for, okay. Though.
That's it is, isn't it?
They want you to ring in. And
yeah, of course it is.
The funny thing about Lee Clayton is he did that. He did a tweet about walking into a. He got asked to go into a board. How do we change our headlines? And I told him, simple. I made a comment about that, and he actually replied to me denying that it was West Ham.
Yeah,
and you know what?
It was.
Oh, sorry, mate. Yeah, there's no.
He said problem. I've never been to the boardroom in the LS. Oh, he said he'd been there
only once to Upton Park. No, he said, I think he said he'd been
once. Oh, that's
it.
Yeah, you're right. He'd never been, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we wrap up whatever the last bit you want to say so we can move on to questions? I'm just thinking about the listeners that may not like the politics of committees and...
Well, that makes a change for you, doesn't it? You've made your living out of it.
I know, but that doesn't mean that everyone else finds it interesting.
No, that's true, actually.
So you don't want to talk about the survey, then?
Well, I've spoken about it. You know, Andy said over 1,000. We don't know how many.
I've been told 11,000.
Yeah, well, he said over 1,000 on the thing, so somewhere in between. and that it will be shared with the club before members, which is an interesting position. And I could see members getting upset about that. But that, look, that's their business. I don't want to heap any more problem on Hammers United than they've already got. So, you know, it's them to plough their own furrow. Have I got that one right, John? George?
Yes, well done. Yeah.
Oi!
Nice one.
Cool story, bro. Let's finish on that as a high, Sean. You're high of the whole 10 seasons and 29 episodes this one.
I've got to say, right. Right. I think it's time for this.
Yeah.
It's Facebook, Twitter, question time, where you, the 8, 9, or maybe even 10 listeners, get to ask us, the 5 presenters, questions
be a long one,
or statements it? Or etc. And by the way, Lenny.
Hello, mate.
Last week, you got the wrong end of the stick. You thought when you fellow defenders.
I know him, mate. I know.
He was having a pop at you, but in fact, he was having a pop at me.
Yeah. All right, then. Anyway, so I didn't save the file. Yeah, you're right. You're as you were.
Personally, I think you've got a John spot on now. I thought you probably. The picture I gave you to create that was probably about 15 years old, to be honest.
Oh, shut up.
It's probably a bit
I
more
need to take
now.
A bit of weight off of Nigel. He's lost a lot of weight.
I've only lost it because you put it on.
See? Talking of which, Sean, it's February the 1st. You said you were going to have a weigh-in.
Oh, yeah,
I should have done. I haven't weighed myself, but I will for next week.
Well, go off and weigh yourself now while Nigel starts.
Okay, all right.
Have a little sweepstake.
Let me go and have a little weigh-in. Carry on.
We're sitting with bated breath waiting.
The funny is, I've put the Osnabrück game on, and the commentator, yeah? Dan Mason. Now, there's a name from the past, isn't there? Is he there?
He's gone to weigh himself.
Oh, is he?
He's already gone.
Hold up. Let's see if we're near the springs break. Got one of them talking ones. No!
Get off!
Oh, dear. Not so many questions tonight, boys. You'll be pleased to know.
Because
there's only one question, actually. Obviously, there's more answers. We're back recording tonight, so give us your take on West Ham's January. Also, last week, some of us renewed our drag act. I don't know if you listened, Len.
Yeah, I did. Of course I did.
The names were Bobby Hoare, Billy Bondage and Dick Canio. And then I've asked the fan base to give us your best West Ham fan drag deck. And I threw in a couple more, Fanny McAvenny and Tony Cockatees.
Okay, I'll have to think of one myself.
So you need to get one yourself, because obviously, if I'm right, obviously I was Bobby Hoare, John was Dick Canio, and Georgie was Billy Bondage.
All right, I'll have a little think.
All right, next up, Alan Woody Woodhouse says, he's a very underwhelming window. The important question for me, though, is whose decision was it not to bring in another striker? We clearly wanted to, as we admitted making bids. Mm-hmm.
Moyes, apparently.
Well, that's what we're told, aren't we?
That's what we're told.
Do you think Moyes would admit if it wasn't him?
I think if he was asked outright, is it your choice not to bring another striker in? And if he said, yes, it is, you'd have to take him for his word. I haven't seen enough press around him to...
Yeah, I don't know if he's the type of manager to actually say, no, don't talk to me about it.
I feel like he might.
Yeah, I feel like he's been open about making bids for players, and we knew he went for that player, that Valencia player. So it wouldn't surprise me if I can't get these two or three players that I would really like, I'm not going to bother with anyone. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
The thing that surprised me about it quickly is that, all right, if you don't want to buy anyone, surely you'd get someone in on loan. That's the thing I know Div.
Maybe Lingard ticks that box for him.
Maybe. Right. Next up, Martin Payne. He says January results were beyond belief. It had to come to an end, though. He said 1st of Feb, and we're 5 points from safety. And then he's put in brackets 7 to be sure. I didn't see that coming after the start we had. How did we lose to Newcastle? Onwards and upwards. And we start again against Villa. His drag name is Sammy Aboobs. I don't know if that works, but here you go.
I've got one. Alan Heavenshire.
Oh, Alan Heavenshire.
Yeah.
Hang on. Drag names are supposed to be female, are they not? No?
It can be what you like, isn't it? Okay. In this day and age, Sean, isn't it? All this transgenderism.
You know a bit more about drag queens.
That's why mine was Paola Di Canio.
Yeah,
exactly. Well done, John. Yeah,
thank you very much.
All right, I'll try and think of another
one. Mine was Billy with an IE.
Yeah, and I was Bobby with an IE.
Oh, fucking you cop out, you lot, you Jesus Christ.
You could be Devonshire Cream. Devonshire Cream Pie.
Come on, onwards
right, talking of heavenly Devonshire cream pie, next up it's Belinda Kaikitis. Evening peeps, she says. Well, despite yesterday, because she lives in an house with scousers, and she actually feeds them, which is a bonus for them. I am more than happy with the Moyes Project Hammers. All the moaning Twitter fans need to remember where we were this time last season. Championship football looking likely, she says. We gave Liverpool too much respect, but she can't really moan. I'm not looking forward to Wednesday's match. It'll be like an Olympic diving competition out there. I hope the team take the learnings from yesterday, act and move on. Drag act, she's gone, Saeed Boobarama.
Nice.
Yeah.
But that's a boy.
Sorry, Boo.
Mind you, she can't come back, Boo.
Well, Saeed, for all we know, it could be a female name. It could be one of them like Julian, isn't it? You know, a bit of both. Is there any like Arab women called Saeed?
Don't know.
Don't think so. I don't think they do that kind of thing in the Middle Eastern countries, mate.
Do they not?
I'm not casting aspersions, but you know, women will be women. Yeah, so in that, and the men will be men.
Our ratings are about to nosedive in Abu Dhabi as we speak. Yeah, sorry about it. Talking of ratings nosediving, it's Stelios Kyriakou. Given that Moyes has made it clear that it was his decision which players are brought in, do you think the board will be blamed for no strikers coming in regardless?
Of course they will.
Oh, he's back.
What's the result, Tubbs?
Come on, Noom. How are you doing?
Well,
a level of disappointment in that one word.
That's fantastic.
Hold on, Lenny, sharpen that pencil.
The good news is I've lost. I'm under 17 stone. The bad news is I'm not quite half a stone.
You started at 16.
I lost 6 pounds in January. Well done.
There you go.
That's all right.
Well done.
All right.
What, in a month?
In a month, yeah.
Well Which done, is, mate.
I thought That's I could have bad. Done better than that. Look, I'm embarrassed to say, at the height
got
of
a lot
COVID,
to lose.
I was 17,
so
17 stone 4.
That's not bad. The only trouble is you're only 4 foot tall, aren't you?
Yeah, that is for so yeah. So look, I'm under 17 stone. In some ways, I'm happy with that. Just under 17 stone. I want to. the next update is I need to lose a stone, so I'll be happy when I've done that. But it's a good that I've been dry.
Everyone's laughing, Sean. They don't realise that you were slimmer of the year 2004, do they?
Exactly. I've given up. I had a dry January.
Please. That sounds like it was actually true.
It is true. It was in the magazine and everything. But you can find that somewhere.
It was. It was.
I'm not sure if I got a year right, but he was slimmer in a year.
And I've been eating mindful. Have I mentioned that I'm mindful?
Hold up. Nigel tapping away.
Have I told you I'm eating meals from Mindful Chef or not? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's the whole
multiple times.
The whole weight.
I love my Mindful Chef meals every night. It's calorie controlled and healthy too.
When are you going to start eating them, Sean?
Yeah, I do eat them. In fact, I've got it waiting for me tonight. So look, it's a start. Not quite half a stone, but near.
Well done. Near. Congratulations on your weight loss.
Yeah, six pounds or 5 pounds. I can't remember. Good.
No, I can't find anything. Sean Whetstone, slimmer of the year. Because normally they have a before and after picture, don't they?
I'm sure I put it on Facebook. You know,
there was holding up a pair of trousers that he could have, like.
He was doing, what was the peaks, walks and things? What was that you were doing?
I did three peaks challenge.
Peaks and troughs, by the sound.
I've walked three mountains in that was 2006, John.
Yeah, that was, Winnie Hill in Chesington.
That's where I trained. At the Box Hill. And I walked Snowdon, Ben Nevis, and Scarfell Pike in 24 hours.
He did, and there was pictures of action shots of him with his walking sticks, and it was a real proper thing.
As well as a video on YouTube.
No, I'm not eating anything.
Oh well, there you go. Anyway, moving on. Now you've had your fun.
We'll have a look. I'll think of that. Moving on. Yeah, that was fun. Stelios then carries on. Has our season been shattered by the Liverpool defeat? No. Next up, I don't think Sean's going to want to talk about this still, but he says, what now for Amers United and Nigel's favourite fan group, WUSA? Now that they have become part of the Independent Supporters Committee, are these protest groups able to continue protesting? Well, I don't think we should really protest today. That's a phone box. Or have the board played a blinder and got them where they want him. But you don't want to talk about it, Sean, do you?
No, I don't. I don't. Good luck to everybody. Good luck to the groups, all of them, including WUSA, on the ISC. I think it's destined to failure, but that's only my personal view.
Okay. He's got a drag name, which is Marlene Harrywood.
Oh, I like that one. See, he's got it. Female.
See,
what about Billy, i.e. Billy Poundstown Jr.? Or should I keep thinking?
Keep thinking.
All right.
Alan Day, the car mechanic, says, evening, gentlemen. And then in brackets, it goes, well, and Sean. January, he gives 9 out of 10. Coulda, shoulda, woulda beat Liverpool. Overall, team spirit and gameplay has been great. He's put, thanks for reading out my controversial question last week. Anytime, Al. Should the ball take any credit? I hope I didn't ruffle too many feathers. Well, I hope you listen back, Al, to be fair. He says, Paul in Lincoln. Something more fluffy this week. Seeing that Len offers any kit design when ordering his artwork, what are your favourite kits? So he's listed is, he's got Home 1984, Adidas Avco, which is the claret kit with a blue band across the middle. The away, he's gone for the Bacta BAC 1991 Grandad collar, Villa Park semi-final. Was that the, what I call the Argentina kit? I'm not sure. Home and away, John, favourite kits?
My home would be the Avco, same one. My away was the one with the claret V going up, and the light blue with the claret V on it. I don't know what year it was, but that was my favourite.
That was Pony. I think that was 1994. Oh,
you quite liked it, Dad.
Four. Yes, yeah. It was 93, 94.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, 93, 94.
Yes. Because
I'm quite a dead band at this now.
I'll tell you when it was. It was the Lee Chapman season.
That's right, it was. The Tony Cotty return.
Yes.
Lee Chapman.
Yes. So yeah, 93, 94, I'm guessing. George?
Favourite home kit, favourite away kit, was that? My favourite home kit was the SBO Bet one where they had to put a big white patch over the middle of it because they went bust. I really liked that. I thought that was a classy moment. My favourite home kit, I think they might have been more on the same season, the two, would be the Feeler one with the collar, the Decanio one.
2000.
And the white Feeler one with the claret collar and the claret stripes down it.
98, 90. Oh, what, the pinstripes?
Yeah, and Canute.
Same season,
it. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was the same
season. No, that was relegation year. That was 2003.
Was it?
Yes.
I remember, I really liked that kit. I remember I had a little version of that.
Pinstripes, yes. Len, you got favourites?
My favourite away is long sleeve Admiral.
Yeah.
With the big badge.
The round badge.
And blue, round badge and blue shorts.
Yes, thank you.
Which is probably yours as well.
Yes.
My home, I could say the home Admiral, but I also like the following the Adidas one, and I do like the 85 one with a blue band as well. But then again, I like the Avco one without the band as well. 83.
Yeah. But the thing about the 83 kit was they did that with the blue band to show that there was space for advertising.
Yeah, I know.
So if they were bringing that kit out this year and they were going for it, I'd be criticising it, or they just want to stick an advertising name on it. Also with that kit is that they just had the crossed Amazon on it. They didn't have the castle, even though people don't realise that the official badge was still with the castle and the crossed hammers.
That's right.
It was just, I don't know, saving printing. It came off in the wash anyway.
Well, I've got my shirts all mixed up. I've got my favourite away shirt of that season. It's like the home shirt, basically. So I've named two home shirts.
Oh, right.
So the away shirt that season was the light blue with just the two stripes going across it. Claret stripes, Pony.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. But I'll settle with those.
We've had some good kits, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
We're in a position, because of our colours, that we can mix it up. Imagine Leeds United.
Well, they had blue and yellow because that was their colours before Don Revy became manager and copied the Real Madrid kit. That's why.
That's correct.
Thank you. Why Leeds playing all white? So I suppose they've got blue, yellow, and white, really, aren't they? I suppose all white. But I mean, my favourite home kit is the 1976 to 1981 kit. With the chevrons. Away kit is a draw. I've got the Admiral kit with the blue Admiral stripe along down the sleeves.
Yeah.
With
long sleeve.
With long sleeve, with the round badge. It's got to be with not the cup final the round badge. With the blue shorts. As I told David Cross, got to have the blue shorts as well.
Grab blue shorts.
But also, I do like the white with the claret and blue hoop, which we've had a couple of times, which we first used, I think, in the late 50s. But also Crystal Palace had that as a kit as well.
Yeah, see, I'm looking at a few of them now. The old Admiral one, like you say, with the chevrons on, that was the bollocks.
That, for me, is my favourite.
Well, I get to choose.
Yes, you do. Sorry, Tubbs, you're back.
I need to get back.
Really, you've got to go for like size, really, more than the style.
Well, I've got whatever the 1986 stripe one.
Yeah, but stripes. Now I'll show you weight more.
All right, but it's an XXL. I like the away one, the Adidas 1980 one.
Adidas, you know, was 81, all white. 81.
Well, yeah. League Cup 80 final. To 83, actually. Well, 80 to 83.
No, you started in 80.
Oh, yeah, it would have done.
It did start in 80.
Sean frantically Googling West Ham kits.
And I forget what the, when 1986, how long was that? The one with stripes. What's it? That was the Avco one.
That was white with the claret pinstripes that went for.
No. I'm talking about the home one, the Avco striped one.
That's 83.
Was it 83?
Well, no, the 85 to 87, we wore all claret with a light blue stripe, pink, like very narrow stripes that went across with Avco on it. But obviously, Avco first turned up, I think, in 84, which was claret body with the blue stripe band across the middle to take the sponsor's name.
The one I'm thinking of, which is the one I got, is, and this is, remember, from Score Draw, the one I won, says Score Draw, West Ham United, 86 home shirt.
Right, that's the 86 home shirt, 85, 86. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the one. It's the 86 one with Avco, the old
full claret
really
body,
old badge.
And there should
be with stripes.
Yeah, very thin stripes that go sideways.
Yeah, that's it. That's my favourite. And that's the one I've got in XXXL. Now it's only two X's. Or is it three X's? Actually, tell you a funny story.
You've been married a few times.
He sent me one with three X's, which is far too big for me. I do have a spare XXXL shirt that I never had to give back. It is available. Maybe we should give it as a prize. I've just got an XXL.
Oh,
true story, bro.
We'll do a Sam Allardyce competition in honour of that shirt.
Yeah. Who is fat enough to fit it? Yes. Send in your weight.
Out of the five of us. Send in who you fit.
Do you weigh more than Sean?
Yeah. And put your answers into the Sean Whetstone competition.
called Whetstone Fat Bastard Competition. I would like a free shirt.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. Alan's anyway, come up with a drag name.
I need to get a charger.
Which is Yulan Dix. It's a drag act in a Santa's elf costume.
How about Tammy McQueen?
Tammy McQueen. That's a good one. We love that
I
one.
I keep thinking. Yeah. Every time they say one, I come up with one.
Yeah.
I'll try.
I have asked this question on Twitter. There's some good ones on Twitter.
Okay.
Next up is Sean's mate, the Flow Rider Hammer. He's my mate as well. People moan.
And mine.
Yeah, and yours. Bless him. Evening, gents, he says. Well, that amazing run had to end at some point. Shame it was against the Scar Scum. Dear, oh dear, language, Timothy. Anyways, on to Villa and another in Grealish, who performs the dark arts very well. Let's see if Moyes can get it right this time, because frankly, he's got most of it wrong against the Scum, in particular the substitutions. Well, there's a bit of, he's having a bit of a dig at Moyes here, the old Flow Rider. Anyway, he's got a question, he says, to all of us, which we can answer individually. He said, if you were starting your own West Ham United FC supporters group, what would be your vision statement, purpose, and primary achievement desired? I'll finish. He goes, thanks for the brilliant entertainment. He loves to blow smoke up our arse, to be fair. For the brilliant entertainment you provide us all and every week. Hashtag Brady out.
Brady out.
Yeah.
Right. Brady. Quickly. So if we were setting up a supporters group, what would be our vision statement?
Oof. Well, let's
start a supporters group because there's not enough for me.
Yeah.
Love a committee. Well, I'd have to be chairman, obviously. But we would be a bit like Hammers United with different policies and infighting. That's unfair. We wouldn't agree, would we? Let's be honest.
Perhaps we could have it, frankly, in the words of Rip Butler, frankly, we just don't give a damn. What you think?
Just Brady out.
Brady out. That's it.
I'd want to start a trust.
That'd be great if Sean was the chairman and that's what we did. What are you here for?
My one aim here's how I am. Our aim is to be a fan-owned club. It's something we can all get behind. And what we'd need to do is raise money. We'd be a trust and we'd raise money to buy the shares for the club and be a fan-run club. There you go.
How much
could all get behind that?
500 million.
Probably 500 million, rough give or take the odd million. Yeah, 500 million. And if you think about it,
price it so high.
Get behind GameStop and AMC.
But here you go, right? Just, and all about GameStop. My son is a trader in cryptocurrency and things, shares like GameStop. But all we need, right? Allegedly, there's a million West Ham fans in the world, right? If we all get them to join our club, right, with, you know, a £50 joining fee, right, a million people.
That's 50 million quid, right? Sean. I don't want to break it, do you?
Yeah, yeah. We'd buy 10% of the club. And over 10 years, by charging them 50 quid a month, all million people, we'd have enough to buy the club.
You wouldn't find a million people who want to buy in a West Ham.
All right, ever. So we find a million people to pay £500 joining fee, and we could buy the club up front.
I think the problem's the million people, not the amount.
Yeah,
not the amount. Okay. So we find 1,000 people, right? To give us £500,000 each. Joining fee of £500,000.
Done. Easy as that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy, isn't it? It's all about numbers, George.
Next up is the old mate, Marion. Good to see Nigel last week. Joining the quarterback debate. Well, I do know a little bit. He said the Liverpool game did not look 4 versus 5. It was more like the Hammers of old. Very disappointing and proved once again that we need a striker. With 13 minutes to go and bring on Noble and Fredericks, we were 2-0 down though. After what Lanzini did against Spurs was unbelievable. He's got a question. As we needed to sign one of our loaners to get in a player who'd yet to feature in a Man U shirt this season, would you assign Dawson or Benrahma?
Well, I think our hands were tied with Benrahma, wasn't it? That's kind of what was happening there.
We could have signed him in June.
Yeah, but no, but what I mean is we were going to sign him anyway, so yes. Why not do it now?
Yeah.
You know, Dawson could get a career-ending injury in March. I don't wish that on him, but he could. So...
he's going to be a top scorer, by the way, George.
I know he is. I know, like I said, I don't want him to. I mean, he would. I would have signed him anyway in this window. What was it, £2 million we've agreed on him?
£2 to £3 million.
Show him a bit of faith. Give him a bit of a reward for playing so well and give him a full-time contract. But
we're always going to buy Benrahma, so there wasn't an option, really. It was an obligation. Yeah.
Why did we loan him this, Sean? Do you know?
Yeah, well, you know, because something showed up in a blood test, and instead of paying £25 million up front, we decided there wasn't time to do the screening that was required. So what they said was 4.25 million pound loan, 20.75 as long as that he passes the medical.
He said okay, Len said okay, Sean. He said okay.
Yeah, that means okay, shut up. Sean.
Yeah.
He's got a drag act name. Sorry, I cut him off. He's a chancellor in the business, done, got no strikers. He says Antonio's not a striker. He said, but he then goes, still at least the ball made money in the window. Don't think they did. Considering we sold a bloke for £20 million loss.
That's true.
Jag Act is gone Francois van der Elsie. Or my favourite.
It got to be sexy. Older,
or Harry Redsack.
he's been, that IE, Harry.
No, you can't be a drag queen and bring question to your scrotum. Harry, that's not how
Harry,
it works.
Harry Redsack. So he's been putting it in the wrong place.
Harry Nosack, surely.
Yeah.
I don't think they're getting this at all.
Harry Chinsack.
Next up is Paul Nolan. Show career, beep, beep, blah, blah, blah. In general, January's been good. Because normally we're out of the FA Cup as well. And we're normally coming down with the decorations. We're like them weirdo couple down the road, aren't we, that don't take the decoration down. We've stayed up this season. Yesterday's performance was the worst since the tune on the opening day. We have to stop showing the top six so much respect and play the team, not the brand. I was going to ask Lynn to do a Sullivan impression for transfer deadline day, but seeing he's done a piece already, which did make me laugh.
Yeah, I've got a new video out. I put the bastards to work.
All right. So, all right,
what video is it?
We'll have it on the Facebook group later. So if you send, so we'll have a look at it.
Do you do a Sullivan or Gold impression?
Both.
Are you not listening?
No.
Oh,
I'm just looking if there's any transfer. Oh, we've just about... Oh, we haven't signed that person.
No. Question for Nigel's gone. Did you nick a program seller cart? Looks like you got one in your shed.
It's a story.
Yeah, I did buy it. You know, obviously someone else stole it. Well, no, I don't know how they got it, to be fair. I paid good money for it from a bloke in a warehouse in Essex. But still, moving on.
Philly Dimitrescu.
Okay. Sean, what was the thinking behind letting...
He's shouting out.
Oh, no, he's Jagak name.
Francis Lampard.
Yes.
No, Lampards.
Lampard.
You've got to glam it up. You can't be beards and balls all the time and stuff like that. You're not getting it. Lady bumps.
Okay. Sean, what was the thinking behind letting some of the younger players go out on loan, especially lad that come on and scored against Donny Rovers? To get game time, well, I'm guessing.
In Moyes we trust, and if Moyes, look, at 23 years old, maybe Mippo, he thinks, has got more of a chance than Dapo. It's like Grangehill, isn't it? Dapo, Mippo. I don't know. Ask the manager. Not me. Why are you asking me? Ask the manager.
Well, it's like when David Gold,
do not interfere with transfer matters, and this is a transfer matters. You ask David Moyes, not me.
But these IT guys, you know everything. Like the bloke on Twitter yesterday who asked X, what's going to happen when the fans are back in ground to the bubbles when they do the nil?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What did he answer?
Well, X didn't answer, did he? But I piped up, took the piss out of the game.
You probably didn't pay a fiver, did you?
Well, I took the piss out
of Geezer. If you paid a fiver, you would have found out.
Well, I took the piss out of Geezer, and he took umbrage at me taking the piss out of him.
Well, there you go. You do tend to rub people up the wrong way.
Well, if you ask a stupid question, I did give him the answer. It's basically the Premier League rules state that bubbles has to stop when the referee blows his whistle, but the fans are allowed to keep singing. I think my original reply was that we're not allowed to sing until they're stood up. And then he started going, "Ooh, what are you getting funny for? You know, freaking twat." He then made a funny claim where he says, "I went, what are you asking X for?" And he said, "Well, he does know 90% of everything that goes on at the club." Yeah, I laughed at that one as well. What a chuckle.
I'm just reading. Have you read Danny Gabaldon's tweet this morning?
No.
No, what did he say?
He said, deadline day and West Ham must get a striker. I don't know why he's not Australian. Through the door. If they don't and Antonio goes lame, that's pretty much our season over. let's hope there's a few irons in the fire, ooh, in brackets,
hey,
like what I did there. And Trevor Sinclair pipes up and answers it, 100%, Danny. And what a waste of fantastic first half of the season that would be.
Yeah.
And Danny answers back to Trev and says, definitely, Trev, you'd feel like it was a big opportunity missed to achieve something really positive, including the FA Cup too. And then Trevor answers, no, he doesn't. No, that it stops there. There you go. Amazing Twitter thread.
Danny Harden. There's a drag name.
No. All right.
But it.
It definitely not Gabby Dom.
Yeah. A nice guy. Anyway, moving on.
Danny Harden.
Danny Grabadong.
I've got my mind.
Danny Grabadong.
And it is transfer deadline day, so I've got to get back to it.
Shut up. That's why you're rushing on like for a thing. You know you've got nothing. You're going to write 10 stories about no one that's joining us. You're going to cop about fiver's worth of pay for it. All that effort, and you've just wasted your time, and people don't like you for it anyway. I'm doing you a favour keeping you here. You can thank me later. He wants to know how many points you think we get. He thinks we'll only get 50 points. And then we'll finish 7th or 8th. I'll think we'll get 65.
70. Double it. Get the first number, double
70?
It. 70? 70. You heard it here. More than just a podcast first. Eyes.
Anyone else?
I don't want to make a prediction.
No?
No, me either.
No, me neither.
He can confirm the parentage of his daughter. I think last week I did ask if, you know, the fact that he'd been away working and his daughter was born at the same time. He's gone for, drag act, he's gone for Scott Sukto Minto. It's not really working, that one, is it?
No.
Stuart Ling, that's not his drag act name, people. evening all, he says. Still the top team in London. So January hasn't been all that bad, has it? Yesterday was a bit of reality check. I think we're actually where or whereabouts we'll finish. He thinks we'll finish 5th or 7th. I'm not seeing that. Onwards and upwards against Villa. Can't let Liverpool define our season. Imagine the amount of people are saying that can't let this game define our season. And yet, it was just one defeat out of the last 9 games. Absolutely outstanding save from the Osnabrück keeper. Still 0-0, people, if you're worried. Oh, that's just me. A drag name is gone Paula Titson or Paul Mince. Brady out.
Brady out. Paul Mince. Oh, yeah. Paul Mince.
Yeah,
Paula Mince. Yeah, I get that. That's a good one.
Mince, yeah. Gary Prince, another one, that only's drag act people, that's his real name. 6 wins, Sean's mate, I should say. 6 wins from 6 was our best January ever. So we can forgive the stale performance against Liverpool.
Yeah, we remain, missed
it. Yeah, but we were 8 games unbeaten. Can we remain top 6 without investing in a striker? His name would be Stuart Slapper.
Camera.
I'll expand one thing. We couldn't stay top 6 with signing a striker, you know?
Yeah.
It's an anomaly, and let's enjoy it while we're top 6, right? Great. But even if we'd signed a striker, even if we'd signed Diego Costa or Josh King, who I'm not even convinced about, would it make much difference to us in the second half? We will never know. But my view is,
no.
Do we really think we'd finish top 6, even with a striker? My answer is no. But I can never prove that.
Next up is the soul singing superstar of North Tenerife, and makes a nice cup of tea. It's Michael Levy Jr. He says, I've got no question tonight, but I'm tuning in. Wahey! Nicholas Harvey. Evening, gents. Nicholas, straight in. Brady out. That's what we like about Nicholas. He don't muck about.
Brady out.
Drag name, drag queen name for Sean must be Rita Del Rio. See a tat's picture. Hey, that's quite good. Would like to have seen a backup striker, even if it was just on loan. You never know your luck, people. You know, apparently we've been linked tonight with Idris Gueye. I'm sure Sean will tell you as he is.
He's a midfielder, though.
Right, okay.
Why do we want another midfielder?
Well, that's
he's from PSG, and I did see this story, but I just think, really? The French
Hayden
media...
Not that you necessarily have to be gay to be a drag queen, but why can't a drag queen be a cross-dresser and then be a guy?
It can be. That'll be novel, really, for a drag queen to be a bloke.
Yeah, so you'd just be a geezer. Just be like.
So it'll be a bloke impersonating a woman and jeans. That's impersonating a bloke being a woman.
Yeah, I mean, where does it stop? And then you can go again and you can go full circle.
Mm.
Yeah, Idris Gueye used to play for Everton, didn't he?
That's a good one.
That's it. Is that his nickname? In Idris Gueye. Well,
did he play for Everton?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, right.
But he's
Everton he's two seasons ago, and then PSG signed him from Everton.
Yeah. I thought that name rang a bell.
What positions he play?
So he's like a holding mid. He's like a...
Oh, he's a holding.
He's like a... Kante almost.
Is he?
Perhaps he wants to put Souček up front.
Kante be signing him.
Right, okay. Anyway. Nicholas thought we gave the bin dippers too much respect. With disappointing performance, let's move
you
on.
Can't say.
Focus on Villa and Fulham. At question time, Lord Leonard of Cannington, should Noble get a new 1-year deal?
I suppose so. Yeah, I mean, I think in some capacity you shouldn't leave the club. So, in one way or another, definitely, yeah.
He then asked me, "Is there any likelihood the new ISC will be any more successful than previous attempts at fan engagement, such as the SAB and the OSB?" No, I don't actually.
I don't get this fan engagement shit. To be honest.
Funny enough, I actually think that the old SAB way, where you had 5 season ticket holders nominate you, is far better. Because at least it was 5 people that went to games that had to put you forward. This is just, I don't know what it is. Sean, likely ban on gambling logos on sports shirts.
Yeah.
Does that mean the club are looking for a new sponsor?
Brilliant.
Well, they've got a contract at the moment, and the likelihood is, I mean, I think something like about in the top 2 tiers, 16 clubs have logos, betting sponsors, and majority of them in the Premier League, except for the Big 6, funny enough. If a ban does come in, and it's likely, it wouldn't include existing contracts. So it's more than likely that the existing contract with Betway would continue. But I mean, when we look for a new sponsor in the end of the contract, we'd have to look for a non-betting sponsor, as would everyone else. Does that answer your question?
Yep, thanks.
What about if I know you won't be able to answer this, Sean, but if
try
it
me.
Wasn't the brand name and it was a trademark instead?
Well, like cigarettes, they're unlikely to allow that. They would probably just say, look, the end betting... sponsorship
the end is nice.
Has to come to the end. Yeah. And, you know, we move over to something else, you know. League-wise,
marijuana
or drinks, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, what have you got? Man United has got a car manufacturer, Chevron, isn't it? You've got an airline for Arsenal, tires for Chelsea?
That's 3 now, isn't it? 3 telecoms.
Oh, is it free? Yeah, you're right.
I think
free.
So.
You're right. Telecoms. Who's Man City is
Etihad,
Abu Dhabi, isn't it?
Etihad. Yeah. So it's airline as
they
well.
They sponsor themselves.
Who sponsors Spurs?
You know, you got loads of money when you put your own logo on your shirt.
Tui, is it?
No, that was quite a while ago. That's a betting company.
That was Holiday Company.
No. The Spurs one. I can't think what it's called, but...
Oh, anyway.
So it's interesting that Spurs... it's the insurance company, isn't it? is an insurance company.
Oh, it is now. AIA.
Yeah.
I should have known that. I used to do their ads.
The Spurs one was mentioned, Bet, wasn't it? Mentioned.
Yeah, a few years ago.
That was a few years ago. Yeah, so.
There's a show all by itself that no one will listen to. Sponsors of the Premier League.
Yeah.
All right, my handsome's, oh, you's doing. He says, as Nigel misses half of my question statements every week, it's because you ramble, mate, it's because you ramble. In the last 10 weeks, has only ever said the following once. I will start Len with Brady out.
Brady out.
He then says, is Nigel now officially handicapped as per his video today? View from the shed. He's got no problem with the result last night, and to be fifth in the league is a great place to be. Halfway through the season, even if it isn't where Nigel expected us to be based on last week's podcast. But we do need to start believing that we are better than just defending all the time. Sticking 10 people behind the ball when we have very skillful players in Fornell, Benrahma, Antonio, Bowen, Yama, and Lanzini is frustrating. He then rambles on. It felt Moyes played that way in the previous six games. It worked. And like Thatcher, he's not returning. My only question, he's got to a question, people, believe it or not, is what was the thought process on bringing on Mark Noble and Fredericks? Do you think it was to rest the players?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Thanks for that, George.
It was damage limitation and game's over. Save their legs for Wednesday.
Yeah. Sean, why, when we need a striker, do we loan out Daps to Bolton? Like he knows.
Manager's choice. Manager's decision. Moyes we trust.
We need strikers, so we get rid of them. It goes on. Questions, as always, for your delight and rambles. We've got a tough February and March. How many points do you get from Villa, Fulham, Sheffield, Tottenham, Man City, Leeds, Man United, Arsenal? I'll answer this. I think we'll get 10 points from them. Quickly, people, each describe yourself on the podcast. Glass half full, half empty, or no bloody glass?
Half full.
Yeah, I'm half full.
Half full, I think, this season.
Probably half empty.
Oh, well, I don't have a glass anyway. I just drink from the can. And it's 1 year since the first person was admitted to hospital with coronavirus. If you could have that year again, what is the one thing you would do differently?
Go on holiday.
Me?
Before lockdown.
Go on holiday. I would try and get to the Southampton game because it's a year now since I last went to football. And actually, that anniversary would have been in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, yeah, you missed a lot.
Yeah, you know, I missed. I gutted as I had tickets with J.R. Ewing from Texas for the Tottenham away game. Well, he got the tickets, but, you know, before that got called off, and the Wolves game. I've still got my tickets for the Wolves game. Oh, right, only a couple more left on here, people. Ed Hughes, he's got a drag name, Joan Tartson. He also says he won't moan about January despite the Liverpool match taking the shine off of it. The mighty Wires back, Mr. Ian Wiley. He says, lovely to see us still sat in the top five, but he was a tad disappointed with the performance against Liverpool. Although with the points we have so far, it's tough to be too critical. He hopes for 3 points against a bunch of divers. I think he's talking about Villa. We're playing Wednesday night. Here's some drag names for Paula Fanny Brush, Marlon Bearwood. Ooh, that one pops up. And then he's gone for Malcolm, like C-U-M, Allinson.
Rubbish.
Yeah, it was Malcolm. It was without an N. E, to be fair, it was Malcolm Allison. But anyway, Leonard spoke on them, so must try harder. Next up, it's Adam Levitt. How you doing, Adam? Great show. Do you think there will be a day where we can get trust by the pitch and never let anyone take us away from our own again? Well, this is one home.
We want to get taken away from this one, don't we?
What would we do if Trump got West Ham? See off GSB. I'd love him to say to Sean, you're fired. And to say the same to Brady. Keep up the great show, lads. Sean, don't come down Surrey Hammer HQ too soon. Oh, well, got to watch out for Surrey. All that, me and Len need to be careful here on this podcast. That South African COVID's running riot over your way, ain't it?
In Surrey?
Yeah.
I only saw a headline about this. I don't know anything about it. I've been so busy that I haven't sort of... looked at for things that kill you.
Well,
if they start talking like that, you know that I am in trouble with the COVID.
Couldn't help yourself, could you?
African version.
Couldn't help yourself.
I just couldn't help you. I've got to do it now and again, haven't I?
We've got to do a propaganda. You need to get without your system.
Yeah, I know. We do need to do one.
We'll do one this weekend.
Yes, we will, actually. We will arrange that. That is it for Facebook. I believe just quick blah 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 blah. Yeah, dun 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 dun. Lou Aaron Tratt says Alan Dick in. We could call it Alana Dick in.
No, you don't. Drag queen names. You don't mention genitalia. Even they're more classy than that.
Cool, you're arse, you. Right. Quickly over to Twitter, because I did ask on Twitter just for drag names. It does seem to be a lot, though. Right, here we go. We've got GSB out. Spike says Matthew Thrush. Gus.
That's not bad.
Quite good, isn't it? Gus says Sean Wetsold. Wesley Williams, Aaron Kisswell, Richard Todd's Pipes.
Yes, all right.
Fanny Carrick. Bit like Fanny Craddock, yeah. Wesley's back again with Nigel Rear Cocker.
Oh, genitalia.
Andy Rockle has piped up and said Spank Lampard. Mm.
That's a good one.
Colton Gloryhole.
On the boulder.
Matthew up the bum.
No, definitely not.
Oh, he is a Spurs fan, though. Thank you very much, Andy. John Goodman, Ricardo Vaz Tits.
Need to do better, is John.
Ben just gone Slaven Bitch. Nah, maybe. Have it. You ready?
Go on.
Dean Gashton.
You see, we have our winner. And I'm not too surprised.
All right, next up, we've got Bubba Dave. He's gone Titties Kamara.
Yeah.
Jimmy Crocker, Bash the Bishop. Mm. Big Dad Belly's gone Mark Noble, actually, like your knob. Greg Morgan says, surely Sean should be Clarice and Huge. The new stadium is called Frank Macatrani. Lewis Allen's got Trevor Hawley. Stuart.
You can write a line on Twitter for certain things, can't you? I mean, you can't get a question out of them most weeks. Tell them to be abusive. Yeah, we're all over it.
We've got Stuart Slutter. And
that's not bad.
This one's funny. Spank McAfanny. That's a good one. Spank McAfanny.
I like the Spank and the Frank.
Sean Rafferty's gone Juliana Dix. Al Bundy has gone Frank Wankard. Al Bundy used to be Alf Garnett. Obviously, Al Bundy in America was Alf Garnett. Jay has gone Rockhardo Vazte. Matthew's gone for female Katie Schlonghurst. Mark Nobles, as in N-O-B-O, from TCC. Paul from Lincoln's gone Paolo Wank Chops. I think I heard him got called that a few times on the chicken run. And that is it. Yes. Thank you very much for Twitter. There's your bit of fun, isn't it? I think it's only me and you left, Lynn.
It sounds like it. I think it was solid off to have something to eat.
No, sorry, I was on mute. I was talking away and going, thank God for that. I was on mute. George,
well, if you're on mute, we're going, thank God for that.
Yeah.
True. Who are you talking to, Sean? Sean, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to John and George.
I reckon we'd draw 1-1.
Against Villa. Nigel.
We have got two games to predict, by the way. You know that, didn't you?
Oh, have we? Go on then.
Because it's Villa and Fulham. We've got Fulham.
And Fulham.
All right, so, Villa and Fulham. John, do your Fulham one quickly.
Fulham will win 2-0.
Okay. And Nigel?
Villa lose 1-0, Fulham win 3-0.
Len?
1-0 West Ham, the bear of them.
George, have you gone for your dinner or are you still here?
Even that was feeding the baby. I did her a call.
I will go, I'll go 2-1 Villa and Fulham, I'll go 2-0. I've been Sean. Jordan's been.
Still here.
Nigel has been.
Rambling.
And Len has been.
Disappointed with genitalia type responses with. The drag queen.
George.
And George is still here, is he?
George went a bit funny then.
He went, George.
George. I've been George. I was gone for a while, but now I'm back. I need to.
Oh, all right. Give us your predictions.
George,
for,
are you flying the airplane, George?
I'm frying some dinner, actually. I'm making my dinner.
Right, George, just quickly give us your predictions.
He's got a frying pan. He's got the stilly out.
Yeah, give us your predictions for Villa and Villa.
Fulham, 2-0 and 2-1, both wins.
Say goodbye to our listeners.
Goodbye, listeners.
Come on, you irons.
Bobby more than just a podcast.
Bye.
Bobby more than just a podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.